From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israel continues to hit targets in Gaza as the three-week-old conflict there continues. Palestinian militants are still firing rockets into Israel. Palestinian health officials say more than 1,100 Palestinians have now been killed. Israel says at least 53 of its soldiers have now died, and three civilians, one of whom was a Thai national. One of the targets in Gaza was the home of a top leader of Hamas. He was not home. Another strike was on Gaza's only power plant. The fire afterwards forced the plant to shut down. The Obama administration is accusing Russia of violating a nuclear arms control treaty. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the administration says Russia has tested ground-launched cruise missiles in violation of a pact signed by Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev.
According to an administration official, the White House has confronted Russia about the alleged treaty violation and called for immediate high-level talks aimed at assuring the West that Russia is back in compliance. Medium-range ground-launched missiles have been outlawed by treaty for more than a quarter century. An administration official calls the alleged violation by Russia a very serious matter, one that could undermine the collective security of the United States and its allies. Russia reportedly began testing the cruise missile as early as 2008. Word of the alleged treaty violation comes as U.S.-Russian relations are at a low point. Russia is already the target of economic sanctions for its conduct in neighboring Ukraine. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A federal appeals court has ruled that cross-shaped steel beams pulled from the rubble at New York's Ground Zero on 9/11 may be displayed in the National Memorial Museum at the site. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports a group of atheists sought to block the display as an unconstitutional religious exhibit.
The crossed set of girders at the center of the dispute do, in fact, look very much like a Christian cross. And after they were unearthed, they quickly became a symbol to hundreds of people, some of whom attended religious services in front of the beams. But the Second Circuit Court of Appeals based in New York concluded that the purpose of displaying the cross was not religious. Rather, it was to recount the history of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, and their aftermath. The decision upheld an earlier ruling dismissing the atheist's lawsuit. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate is expected to vote soon on President Obama's nominee to head Veterans Affairs. Robert McDonald was unanimously approved by the Senate Armed Services Committee last week. A decision on McDonald comes as lawmakers in the House and Senate have agreed on legislation to fix the troubled VA health system. The proposed bills would spend billions to lease new VA health facilities. You're listening to NPR News. An international team is still trying to reach the debris field of the downed passenger jet in eastern Ukraine. Investigators have been blocked by heavy fighting between Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists. It's been nearly 2 weeks since the Malaysia Airlines jet was shot down, killing nearly 300 people. A federal appeals court panel has upheld a lower court's decision that found Virginia's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1. From member station WCVE, Craig Carper reports.
Defendants are expected to file a motion to stay the ruling, potentially sending the case to the U.S. Supreme Court for review. Virginia's Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring voted in favor of the ban in 2006, but says, like many Americans, his views have since changed. Herring is the first AG to successfully argue at the appellate level for his state's ban to be struck down.
The state should not discriminate against any of our citizens. But it's not about gay marriage or straight marriage. It's about marriage and allowing every person to make the marriage decision freely and independently, and it's about equal rights under the law.
The U.S. Supreme Court could hear the Virginia case, or one of the many other cases challenging bans on same-sex marriage, as early as next spring. For NPR News, I'm Craig Carper in Richmond.
Hundreds of evacuated people in Northern California have been told they can go home. A huge wildfire burning east of Sacramento in the Sierra Nevada foothills has charred about 6 square miles. But it has also burned down several buildings, including at least 13 homes. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.